Okay, what was up with that? K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, Brad. So far, it's a pretty nice day. Liking it very much. Better than the way the day ended yesterday. But, yeah, all things are good. I was doing a little research on your audio concern with that radio. Did you by chance look into that anymore?
I did not. I was looking more into how do I program my B side, so if you so to speak. So I found out that you don't, unless you do. I think it. I haven't found out yet, but I think if I can do it manually. But if I download, like I did, everything, it goes to both sides. But I can use both sides. Now I've kind of figured out how to use both sides.
Okay. So that's just a matter of learning how to use the radio itself. Okay, I'm sure you'll figure that out. Well, I was looking into that audio problem you have, and one other thing I didn't mention was just plugging in an external speaker, especially a speaker that had volume control. But the maybe the more important one to check is you're not the first person to make that observation that the you know, that the low end spikes up really fast. Apparently, there was a firmware update that addressed that. Now, I didn't get that from the firmware change logs. I got that from a Gemini query with regard to that radio model. So it might be worth looking into that. And if you have the programming cable, updating the latest firmware might be quick and easy. Especially if you have a previous version to where they did address that.
Well, I do have the programming cable. Actually, I think it's still plugged in. I could go online and see if there's a firmware update and download it. And I thought there was something in the manual.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the firmware update sequence for the Redivis. I know that Elenco that you have sitting over there is a little convoluted. It's sort of old school way where you have to put it into a cloning mode to allow it to receive the updates or programming, which isn't bad. You just have to know how to do it. People get spoiled sometimes with these newer radios where you just plug them in and the software recognizes that everything works. You just send it and you're good to go. I don't know how involved that one is. And like with my Yaesu here, I can update it via an SD card for programming. I can update programming via software. But if I want to update the firmware, well, that's a whole different process. I guess as it should be, but yeah, it was a bit more involved. But that might be something to try, and hopefully that is the case.
Yeah, hopefully that is. And there is a whole section in the manual said firmware update operation. So I just need to go through that and see what I need to do to update. And hopefully that fixes it. That would be awesome. If I could turn that volume down just a little bit more, sitting this close to it.
Yeah, and obviously, if it doesn't need it, don't do it. But, yeah, if there's a way to check to see which firmware it has, and then, like I said, look to the change logs and verify that was indeed addressed. Because that was generated by Gemini, which... we know AI is not perfect, and sometimes they'll mix up models, but it specifically said that one, so it's worth looking at. Yeah.
Definitely worth looking at. So you had some little issue this morning. What was going on?
So everything was weird. I connected to Ross's node before I left the house, so I didn't have to do that while I was in the truck. And my radio turned on when I got in the truck, and I connected to my hub so that it's connected to Ross, and okay, everything's linked up properly. And I go to call out to, you know, announce that I was there, and I didn't get the Roger beep back from the radio. I'm like, oh no, is my node off? You know, I didn't set the node up so that it's in a read-only mode. Did I corrupt the SD card? I can't do anything about that while I'm driving now. So I'm like, okay, I'll default back to DV switch through my phone. So I connected up my phone and I call out, and my radio started echoing back what I was transmitting. So I don't know if there was some delay. For some reason, my node wasn't, you know, beeping back at me. I don't know what it was, but there was a delay in function, and then it started working. So maybe there was I can't say it was a loss of internet, because I shouldn't have done it, but something weird. So then I turned the DV switch back off and went back to the radio again.
Because, yeah, I first heard you come on and, you know, put your call out there, and there was a definite strong echo for a few seconds there. It was rather interesting, so I figured I'd just wait a second before I responded to see if it straightened out.
Yep, that was me getting all my technology in a row. What did Chris say the other day? I'll have to think about it. Yeah, it'll come to me. It was a fun little phrase.
Yeah, isn't it funny when you're trying to think of something and you got it at the tip of your tongue and it just doesn't come?
Brad, you sound a little different today.
Everything, in synchronous mode. And maybe it doesn't apply, but I can remember the phrase that he said to me the other day. It was, getting your poop in a group. I loved it.
KC2, NVN, haven't heard you in a while. How you doing?
Not too bad. I actually took my gloves off so I can actually operate the phone today. It's 20 degrees, not 4 like it was yesterday and day before.
Yeah, I imagine having gloves on makes it a little difficult to use the radio. Yes, I have my new Redivis MA1 radio up and running, and that's probably why I sound a little different.
Sounds good.
Thanks. It took a little bit to get it up and running, but learning more and more every day. The more I use it, the more I'm learning. So, it was a nice little Christmas gift to myself this year.
Very nice, very nice. There's a email going around the club to get you a soap about putting together different notes for Echo Link and All Star. And I missed last Thursday due to illness, but I'm going to try to make it a point to go this week to maybe talk to some people in person about
those. Yeah, I've seen those emails going around. I've toyed with that idea, but kind of right now I'm putting it on hold. If you go this Thursday, make sure you bring cookies, because it is cookie night this Thursday.
Okay. Thank you. I think I knew that, but I forgot. But thank you. We have our grazing day tomorrow at DC. I made 6 pounds of turkey meatballs, and they're not all for the for PCD. My family does enjoy them as well, so I bring in a giant crock pot full of meatballs and homemade sauce.
Those sound good. Yeah, I'm going to kind of miss grazing day this year. Oh well, that's things. Life must go on.
Put on a PCB shirt and sneak in.
I don't have any PCB shirts, which is okay. Don't forget to bring a flashlight tonight.
I don't think they leave the house without a flashlight.
Agreed. I always have a flashlight with me. KC2PET, are you in there this morning? Nothing heard from Ross this morning, so back to you, Travis.
All right, very good. Good morning there, Jeff. At the same time here, as you guys were chatting, I was looking up the firmware updates for that radio. It does say that with the latest firmware, there were some general volume updates. There was another volume issue that it said you couldn't adjust the volume while it was transmitting, which I guess I don't know why you would need to, but apparently it wasn't looking at that user input, so they fixed that. It does look like the latest update came out December 6th. So if you're looking at the update releases, that would probably be the best one to grab. I don't see anything newer than that. As far as the change logs, I'm only finding the change log on alternate websites. Redivis has the firmware, but I couldn't find the change log on their website, at least looking quickly through my phone.
Yeah, hopefully I can look into that today. I've got to do some... I think I have to do some reloading for tonight, so I got to get that addressed. Then I'm having lunch with Lenny Castrino today.
I heard Chris Castrino. I may have a little pack of loss. Did you say Bob Castrino?
Not Bob, Lenny. There is a relation there someplace, but Lenny used to work in Pressure for forever. He was always in Pressure. Retired a long time, you know, probably 9 years ago?
Oh, I remember Lenny. Okay, yeah. Like I said, I just missed a little bit of that beginning. That would definitely make a lot more sense. Yeah, I haven't seen Lenny in probably even more than that. Man, it's been a while. Obviously, you worked with him when he was here. Yeah, I always remember he was, I don't know if it is or was, out, I think it was
Martin Darien
Way, correct?
Yes, he's out in Darien Center. And he and I have been having a Christmas lunch, so to speak, ever since he retired. We would meet up for lunch. But I always see him at the other gun club that I belong to during the summer. When he comes out and he'd shoot... His shooting's kind of backed off a little bit, but he still comes out and hangs out with us. So it'd be nice to see him.
Oh, yeah, it's been quite some time since I've seen him. I'd say hello for me, but I don't know if he'd remember me. Obviously, I was working in Micro at the time, and I probably didn't interface with him too much, but definitely knew who he was. Well, that's awesome. That'll be a nice outing. I hear... Jeff's having his lunch, and we're having ours this week Wednesday. Yeah, Bill, I don't want to say he sprung it on us, but let us know yesterday. We're going to do that. And this one's a luncheon, not a grazing day, so this is my boss buying us lunch. We're going to get DeBella's takeout. Our grazing day is, I think, next Tuesday. Yeah, looking forward to those. I've got 6:45, so I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to head in. Maybe Ross has made it here by now, and good luck with the radio if you get a chance to update that firmware. This is K2PCB. See you guys later.
73s. K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ, and standing by.
All right, Brad, I got to get going myself. KCQ, NBM, clear, 73.
73 is KC2NVM. See you tonight.
KC2GDQ, KC2PET.
KC2PET, how are you this morning? This is KE2GDQ.
Cold as usual. It's a little bit warmer out, but yeah, I still would like it a little bit warmer. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good this morning. Slept good last night. And woke up running a little bit behind my schedule, but that's no big deal. Big deal. I can always adjust because I have time to do that. You probably heard Travis and I talking about the volume thing with the firmware update. Hopefully that solves it.
Yeah, I did hear parts of it. Some reason the squirts in my truck froze up, so I had to pull over and get some fresh snow to rinse off my windshield, get the salt off.
Oh, I hate that when that happens. Hasn't happened in a long time, but yeah, what a pain in the butt. I think, and I could be wrong, that they've reduced the amount of alcohol in the windshield washing fluid, which then allows it to obviously get slushier, freeze. I think years ago they had a lot higher concentration of alcohol, but probably cost savings.
Yep, you're probably right. And, of course, the passenger side won't work, but not the driver's side.
Oh, yeah. That's Murphy's Law. Absolutely. There is an effect.
So now I come to the question, Brad. So I need something for my wife for Christmas, and I'm stuck between two things, either the spa, get a gift card to there, she always likes that, or her phone she could use a new phone. Her phone's about 5 years old, it still works, I mean, it's fine, everything. The only thing is that the screen is, like, shattered beyond belief. I was debating whether I should pull the trigger on it and get a new phone, or I was wondering if that'd be too much, and then just go back to the spa gift certificate. Still throwing an idea back and forth. I have a hard time deciding which one to get her.
Yeah, I can understand the dilemma. Yeah, the phone is definitely more expensive, but and I know she likes, like you said, she likes the spa, but she'd have that, she'll use the phone every day. My first thought was, yeah, go for the phone. But I understand it's tough. It's tough for me to buy something for my wife anymore.
And then my other thing I'm thinking was that she uses it for work, but she obviously doesn't get paid for it, but you know, there's some times I think she could be, you know, I think she could use the benefit from a better phone, you know, for work. So, I don't know. Yeah. So, I was kind of leaning towards the phone, too, but I guess I could always get it. And then if she doesn't want it, I'll just keep the receipt, and I can always return it.
Yeah, there you go. That's probably not a bad idea. Last year, for my wife, I gave her coupons for yard work, because I really dislike doing yard work, you know, gardening stuff. So I gave her coupons to say, okay, you got one free Saturday, you know, here for good for one Saturday of yard work. She did use a few of them, and it was nice. And also I gave her coupons for cleaning and or sharpening her gardening tools.
See, that's the other thing that makes it tough for my wife. She doesn't have any of that stuff. She doesn't do any gardening or flower beds or anything, so that's the other thing that makes it tough. She's got all of her, I've got her, like, a nice tea set. No, she likes that. I got her some, but she has so much tea. She doesn't go through with by time the next year's up, so that doesn't really help. And Yeah, and she likes going out to restaurants, which is expensive. I think if I bought the phone, it would probably save me money just in restaurants, not going to them.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, the phone might be the way to go.
Yeah, maybe on lunch today I'll hike over to, what is it, that whole Target Plaza over there on Transit. I think that's the closest AT&T. I'll have to Google search that, but I think that's the closest one. Not too terribly far, but that won't give me much time for shopping. I'll eat my lunch on the way over and quick shop. Maybe it's something I'll just stick out and say, hey, this is the one. And I'm wondering if there's an option, if they can activate it Christmas Day, or probably not. I'm sure they're going to be so busy. I know there's a way you could go either do it over a phone, or I think you can do it online, activate a new phone. I'm pretty sure there's both options there.
Yeah, my kids got me a phone a few years ago, probably three, and I was able to move, because it's an Android, I was able to move the SIM card from one phone to the other, and then I was able to either do it over the phone or online, I can't remember which. It was pretty straightforward. If I could do it, come on, if I can do it, I'm sure that you'd be able to do it.
But correct me if I'm wrong, maybe, I know her phone, I don't think they have SIM cards anymore. I think they did away with those. I know even my old phone, I have an old A10 Samsung, it's an A10, that doesn't have a SIM card in it. It's just strictly, yeah, I only have a slot for a SD card. I'm pretty sure they did away with SIM cards.
Wow, I guess I've been really out of the loop. I did not know that. Yeah, because I'm probably due for a new phone. My charging jack is jacked. Cable won't stay in anymore, so I'm probably due for a new phone. I'm just thinking I just swapped a SIM card, but technology is always moving, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the SIM card now is built into the phone. It's probably just a memory chip. I'm pretty sure that's what SIM card is. It's just a memory chip to hold all the data for the cell networks. But, yeah, they've done that. I guess I'll go and see what the AT&T has to offer. Hopefully, I think they still run deals. I should be able to see if I can get a good deal on one lease for Christmas.
Yeah, there's usually a lot of deals out there. You might even be able to go online a little bit at work and see what kind of deals AT&T has before you get to the store.
Yeah, I did a quick look yesterday on their store website. They do have some deals, but the thing is, which phone, I'm sure any phone, they've updated phones so much. I know hers is outdated. I look up her model, and they said that it hasn't been supported for like 2 years, so... Yeah, I guess it'd be a good gift. So, I'm gonna go get her a phone, see what I can get for today during lunch. Make my trip over there, see what I can get. So, speaking of, I gotta get to work there, Brad. So I'll say 73s to you. I think I heard you had to get ready for shooting. I think tonight or tomorrow. So I'll say 73s to you. You have a good day. KZ2GEQ. This is KC2PET. 73s, Brad. Have a good day.
73 is KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ, and we're clear of the station.